Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together the 133 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. Well, the Dudley Hewitt Cup is underway in Cochrane, Ontario. For more on the tournament, join us now is Robert Mazzucca, the commissioner of the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League. Robert, welcome back to the show. Great to have you back with us.
Great to be on the show, Gino. Always good.
So this is it. This is the time of the year we're all waiting for. The OJHL champion Oakville Blades, the Thunder Bay North Stars, won the SIJHL. The NOJHL champion Hearst Lumberjacks, and of course the host Cochrane Crunch, are battling out for the Dudley Hewitt. What's the atmosphere like in Cochrane right now?
It's crazy. Jam-packed arenas for both games yesterday. It's a pretty intense hockey. Close hockey, except for, and Cochrane Crunch hasn't played in, 60 days. Wow. They came out last night in the home opener and, surprisingly beat Thunder Bay 4-0. But the competition is fierce. It's competitive. The arena's packed. It's exciting. It's just great hockey.
I got to ask you about Hearst. This team is only in its second year in the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League. You had no idea what to expect. How incredible is it to see this team, this franchise, this organization come out of the gate like it did?
I'm not really surprised because they're well organized. They're a great member. They got the best coach in the league, Mark Lafleur, who's been around a long time, and there's nobody that I've come across in junior hockey coaching that is well prepared to coach a game or practice or whatever than Mark Lafleur. And Mark, after Christmas, has just lit it on fire and the MVP, the goalie, Tallarico, they're playing exceptionally well, and they've done an exceptional job.
And the fans came out. The Lumberjacks played in front of near-capacity crowds at their home rink of the Claude LaRose Arena. Over 150,000 fans attended NOJHL games during the course of the regular season. In fact, attendance has gone up in each and every year under your leadership. Tell me about the growth in your league overall over the last few years.
Well, it's again. I think I attribute this to the quality of coaching we have in the league, the recruiting of the coaches, and I've never seen parity like this year and last year. But this year, 6 points between first and fifth place. The coaches have done a remarkable job on the ice. They're competitive off the ice in board meetings and coaches meetings. But no, most of it's attributed to the coaching and the level of coaching we have in the league. It's phenomenal.
It's always great to have some solid ownership. Tell me about the ownership of the Lumberjacks.
Community-based, they've got hockey guys there that they know what they're doing. They're community people. They're dedicated. They're hockey people. We knew it's a great community, but, they got 610 seats. I think they got 557 season tickets sold for this year. And, they're playing in front of 1,100, 1,300 fans during the playoffs. Every game, 600-700 fans. It's a community-based team. It's their team. They're passionate. They're dedicated. And, 200 fans went to watch them play in Sault Ste. Marie during the finals. So what can I say?
Yeah, in conversation with NOJHL Commissioner Rob Brzuka, under your guidance, the NOJHL became the first league in the entire CJHL to introduce a concussion policy and management protocol. How has that been received, and how effective has that been?
It's been probably one of the top two things that we've done as a league from the board's point of view. We instituted that 8 years ago, and we have certain other protocols, supplemental discipline in there. Our concussions, which we manage very well, great trainers. We have good protocols. We've cracked them. They're down quite a bit this year, and I attribute that to safety measures we do off the ice and the coaches and stuff teaching their players how to hit, when not to hit. So we're quite proud of the fact that we led the way, and we're going to be introducing some new things to add for next year to help the program. We're going to be having spotters in our at all our games, medical spotters, so for, just in case somebody misses something, we just want to ensure that the players are protected and are safe when they play in the NOJHL.
Interesting note I noticed was in each of the past two seasons, 100% of the admission proceeds from the NOJHL Showcase back in October was donated to Canadian Mental Health Association. That's well over $10,000 been raised already. Why that move, and what's that meant to you and your community and your franchises?
Well, I think, you know, that program has helped. We've had a couple instances where it's helped players. You know, talk about suicide, and there's been a couple instances where that program has paid for itself overwhelmingly, and all the coaches have bought in, all the everybody has bought in across every community, and we felt as a league it's a major part of our player safety initiative, and we just wanted to give back at our showcase, and it was unanimous, and every year we, you know, the past couple of years we've donated a substantial amount of money to Canadian Mental Health because it's very important.
That is really important. Always great to see good product on the ice. Tell me what you've seen so far about the Dudley Hewitt and how the representative coming out of this event will represent your part of the country at Nationals this year.
Well, it's competitive. Like you got the favorites, obviously, or the Oakville Blades. They're Talentino's a great coach. They're the majority of the players have played together, I'm told, since Pee Wee. They're fast. They're big. Then you got Cochrane Crunch and Hurst and Thunder Bay. It's intense. It's probably the most intense Dudley in two games I've seen in 8 years. And it's wow. Great to see.
That's awesome. Hey, Robert, great catching up with you again, my friend. And we'll talk to you down the road.
All right, Gino, always a pleasure. Talk to you soon.
That was NOJHL Commissioner Robert Mazzucca, and that wraps up this week's CJHL Report, the Canadian Junior Hockey League. Your future is here.